Malone walked back to the generator where Stephanie and Henrik stood. Cassiopeia was still working on the tripod. He bent down and made sure there was gasoline in the engine.
"This thing going to make a lot of noise?" he asked in a low voice.
"We can only hope."
He did not touch the tool bag, not wanting to draw any attention to it.
"All ready,"
Cassiopeia said loud enough for all to hear.
"I need to get to Mark," Stephanie whispered.
"I understand," Malone said, "but we have to take this a step at a time."
"Do you think for one moment de Roquefort is going to allow him to climb back out of there? He shot Jeffrey with no hesitation."
He saw her agitation.
"We're all aware of the situation," he muttered. "Just stay cool."
He too wanted de Roquefort. For Jeffrey.
"I need a second,"
Cassiopeia breathed as she crouched down and stuffed the screwdriver she'd been using back inside. She stayed crouched by the tool bag, her hand still inside, and gave him a slight nod.
"Ready."
He stood and called out,
"We're gonna crank the generator."
The man in charge signaled to go ahead. He turned back and whispered to Stephanie,
"After I crank it, we're going over to the two men standing together. I'll take one, you the other."
"With pleasure."
She was anxious, and he knew it.
"Easy, Tiger. It's not as simple as you think."
"Watch me,"